Hi and welcome back to another episode of Reese Kalyan's podcast. And today we have here with us Mr. Ram Keswan. Ram.
Yeah, hi Jovan.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing great, Ram. And today I wanted to talk something that is going to be very important for businesses, because the recent news have, you know, like flabbergasted us with the news. I read a lot about attrition. I read a lot about laying off. There is furlough happening. So we want to talk about something that you know, like binds companies and the teams and the employees that make it run. And we want to talk about that for a while.
People making organizations.
Exactly. So people first, putting people first will be the, you know, like core thing that any company starts and, you know, like grows basically. But right now in this hard situation, people are finding it tough to, you know, like retain their jobs, and the companies are, you know, like finding it really painful to, you know, like pay them and keeping them, you know, like satisfied in their company. So when an employee or, you know, like someone decides to, you know, like leave a job, there are certain factors that influence him to, you know, like make the decision. So what do you think will be the first or the most high influencing factor that he decides when he decides to leave a job?
So like many business gurus telling, it is the nearest boss that they are going to be reporting to.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the most important factors why a person is going to leave an organization.
Okay.
So, whenever there is an exit interview, one thing many people have always said is, I did not like my boss.
Right, right.
Nothing more. The obvious answer would be, I do not like my boss. I think that has happened all throughout. Good bosses, like even when size of the company, Tata.
Mm-hmm.
If we take, I think Tata basically is a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire culture inside the organization is, there is no attrition. People feel very safe inside Tata. Inside TCS, in any of their organization.
Right, right, right.
So, and this culture has to come down from that person from top to bottom. So I think everybody in the organization will be having the same appeal all throughout in any level of human resource.
Mm-hmm.
Or any boss or any manager can.
Right, right. So the immediate boss whom the person is reporting to, if he, you know, like passes on his stress and tension towards the person and creates a toxic environment, that is where the person decides, okay, I'm done with this and I'm going to try a new option that is going to be actually valuing my efforts and time that I'm putting into the company.
Correct. Yeah. Especially that.
Okay. So right now the news is that Uber recently laid off like 3,700 people in a single 3-minute Zoom call. And companies like Lyft and Swiggy has recently laid off a lot of employees. And these companies have been in the news for the past few years as, you know, like some of the companies that have given a lot of employment opportunities. And right now the same companies doing the opposite. They might have their reasons, because they are not able to give jobs and the entire world is locked down. And what do you think this situation means for the companies? Are they becoming evil, or are they doing it out of, you know, like no other options? Or
bigger they are, bigger the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the right now for them, one of their biggest expenses that they would have is, you know, there is no revenue from most of their resources.
Exactly. And for the past 5 months, I guess, 5 to 6 months.
For the past 5 months. And I have seen some of these companies are offering 3 months salary.
Mm.
During this, once the resignation is over, they are going to offer 3 months salary during.
Okay, post lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one good thing that I have seen during this entire thing is small companies and medium companies.
Mm-hmm.
They have tried to keep their team up.
Exactly. Mm.
They have not done any attrition. They were able to, first thing was, they were able to communicate the entire situation to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Hold their players up. Mm-hmm. And players are also able to take responsibility over this, because there's a lot of ownership here, I guess.
Right. So they made them understand what the actual situation of the company is, so as to, you know, like soften the blow or something like that, so that the employee also feels that, okay, we understand and they empathize with us.
True. So it is more of a mutual understanding here. But here, when the size is large, like Uyo or Uber, Swiggy, there is no direct connect for all the people with the company.
Right, right, right.
We are still not aware of the number of contract labors that have been sent out.
Exactly. Number, that is also a huge factor, right?
We are, that is not even being taken account in the news. Mm-hmm. That is a huge number. I think more than 20 lakh Indians would have lost their job during this time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And most of them would have been contractual labors.
Most of them, yeah. But the contractual labor, I think, is not accounted in this list.
Right, right, right. No, I was doing an interview recently for one of our teams, and one of the persons told me that he thought there was going to be a direct payroll, and but what he actually got was a third party payroll. So it was basically a contractual job. So even though he'll be working for a company, inside the company, working under a certain team, but his payroll will be entirely dependent on some other company that is going to be, you know, like monitoring him or something like that. So that is actually a big industry in India, it seems.
Mm-hmm. True. So we are not yet looking at that size.
Okay. So we just read the headline saying 3,700 people.
Right now, during this time, the attrition and all, I am not sure how, whether this is the right way or the wrong way, but I think people come and go, but the organization should survive. At the end of the day, that is the motive of any organization, any profit-making organization.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping people upfront, right now, some are doing it and they are really, really setting examples. I recently read an article about Asian Paints.
Okay.
So what Asian Paints have done is they have increased the pay.
I also read a company that did the same, because I was supposed to tell you that. It was a small company. He actually gave pay hikes to the people, like contradictory to how other companies are doing it.
So I am not sure. I think one of the major reasons why these big companies, especially these digital companies, are doing this attrition is they were already in huge debt, especially in India.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of other expenses that they, I think, are not able to hold on to.
Right, right, right. So the development part will be there, because that will be a digital thing and they'll be handling it like nothing else. But the delivery part and the other administration factors that had to be, you know, like managed would have been lost.
Correct.
Okay. So in this hardest times, it is very, you know, like essential for the companies to embrace their employees and, you know, like give them moral support, because a lot of people would have difficult times finding internet, difficult times having power in their homes. So a lot of companies are providing that as well. I think TCS and Infosys are giving, you know, like laptops and computers right to their homes and setting up things so that it can create a good working environment. So what are the things that you have implemented or seen small businesses do? Because the small businesses are the ones that take huge impact because of this. Because if it is a big company, they are going to like shell out their profits, their cash surplus, and they are going to, you know, like tally this entire cost with that. But how are small businesses seeing that, and what is the, you know, like future for this kind of industries?
Small business, I think attrition is very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Even during this time, they did not face attrition.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd have heard the news where government said, provide salary for this 1 month of lockdown that happened in India.
Okay. For April?
For the month of April, okay. Yeah. And now I think post-April, business has restarted as usual.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the sectors in most of the areas.
Okay.
So I don't think there would have been much of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
The only major attrition there could have happened is these workers from different places. So migrant workers.
Right, right, right. They were also on the news.
Yeah, I think that is an inevitable thing that they have to face.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an effect on the for the small industries that they are facing. But many of these companies are now coming up front to protect their people. They are helping helping the migrant workers stay with them, providing them even during these 30 days of lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Many small companies did not leave their migrant workers leave their space. They provided them with food even when there was no revenue happening inside. They took good care. Even what the government were not able to do, these small industries all over were able to impact, create a huge impact all over. I think in many places, I think I even read an article about Chennai in the Ambattur real estate. A lot of companies came together to support all of these workers to provide them with food and shelter.
Right. That's really nice.
So, companies of different sizes are reacting to this situation differently.
Right. There is no one plan fits all or something like
that. This is correct, this is wrong. I think these big companies that you said, who had the audacity to just fire people over a 3 minutes call, I do not know. For them, I don't think people are first. So as we said, their motive is people come and go, the organization should survive.
Even before that, Uber or Ola, like, they had a very toxic environment. They were not treating the drivers right. They were not paying them upright, because we have been talking to a lot of drivers even when we were in Chennai. So that was like a one core problem that they've been having. And we one day we spoke to a person who was driving in Ola. He said, like, we went to the Ola's office and we raised the voice.
There were a lot of revolts, riots,
and they all,
the Ola office.
Yeah, they shut them down, bring the police to the scene. And they didn't even ask what the revolt was for. Because they were asking for, you know, like, proper payments and other kind of services, but they were not providing them that. So they were toxic before, but right now this actually shows how they actually care about the people who actually make the company run. Because without the drivers, the company does not have anything to, you know, like, show off. Right now the only thing that they have is Uber Eats, which was also acquired by, you know, like, Zomato. And that is how they have been operating recently.
There is this Corona. Actually, I read this. I saw this meme. Corona did not break the system. Corona did show us how broken the system is.
Right. That is one way of putting it. Actually, that is the actual way of, you know, like, showing it to the audience, because people would not have seen this, you know, like, in this perspective, like, at all. Because the media wouldn't show this, the social media wouldn't talk about this. But right now, when nothing else is to be shown to the audience, the reality comes out.
Yeah, correct. The noise has come down.
Right. And when I was thinking about how this unemployment will be, you know, like, in the world where post-lockdown is a scenario and we have to live with the virus, or we find a vaccination or something like that. Government announces that we are going to have, you know, like, public sectors and private sectors having a mix into it, so that right now more people can get employment into the government factors. So a lot of new jobs will be opening up, and I think of that as a, you know, like, positive vibe when we think of employment in the future. What are your thoughts on that?
Employment, I don't think is the problem right now. Because people are not employed. So this current unemployment is because people are not employable. They do not have the skills that is required for the jobs that are going to come. Just like what happened in the 2008, after the 2008 economy breakdown bubble, India had a huge IT growth.
Which year was it?
From 2009.
Okay, after post-recession. Yeah.
Post-recession. So I think because people started getting equipped for the next level jobs, IT jobs.
Okay.
There was a huge need for it. And I'm sure right now in India, the next post this, we will have a lot of jobs related to digital economy and the data economy. And Indians are not yet ready or equipped to be part of this.
Okay.
So there will be this 1 year time, 2021, where people will be upgrading their skills. And I think this employability, because there is going to be a lot of opportunities outside, lot.
Okay.
There is going to be a lot of new business models, new kinds of business, new requirements all over the globe, because everybody are going towards this 4.0 economy.
Okay.
We will get this employability back, but people have to upgrade. Just complaining about unemployment, there is no employment, is not the right solution.
Okay, so the entire market is going to take a shift.
Market has to take a shift.
Right.
One of the biggest problem came because of this education system that we have been through. We have bred for something else. We have been bred to work in industries.
We have bread for having bread and not for making impact.
Yeah, and that has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that will change.
Mm-hmm.
Because IT companies, one of their biggest issues is the pain that they were facing. Even though we say we have so many engineering colleges, so many universities,
mm-hmm.
there has not been a single IT company that employs a college student without giving them training.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, there is a problem with the system from the roots.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be addressed, and I don't think we'll have to think more on this. It has to be addressed. We have to look 10 years up and start training our people
mm-hmm.
for that. Not train our people for now and let them say you are unemployable within the next 4 years. And this shift is going to be very fast in the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We are seeing every technology shift happening very fast.
Mm-hmm.
From 4G to 5G. And I think within the next 10 years, we will be getting into artificial intelligence, right. Machine learning.
And I was looking at a video, Ram. It was very interesting. So, there is this company called Starship.
Okay.
And it has delivery robo vehicles that will deliver the product to your home.
Okay.
So, this will be like, you've seen the Swiggy bag, right? It will be in the shape of that Swiggy bag. So, it will be like a robot. And it comes and you put your phone in on top of the this robot, and it will open once it connects with the Bluetooth or something like that. You can get the food, and it will just turn and it will go to the hotel. So this was I saw this video on TikTok, and an Amazon guy is looking at it and he's saying this thing is going to take my job in the future.
Correct. So you can't say I am going to get unemployed. You just need to say I am not yet skilled to be employed.
I don't have the right skills to be.
A lot of new job opportunities. I think this problem cannot be given to the people. This problem should be addressed from the roots of the education system to work.
And I think it is the right time for people to also to take up agriculture, because that has been there has been a lack of people who had to do agriculture, and right now it is also a viable opportunity. That day we were speaking to this person who runs this YouTube channel, YouTube VSI, and he was talking about how we can make money from that as well. So, which is also one of the options that these people can take up also.
Agriculture, yeah. And I think agriculture is one of the hardest skills to learn, and it requires a lot of patience too.
Mm.
And I think the millennials out there, I'm not sure how they are. They are instantly gratified. They want instant gratification. It is going to be a very hard skill to learn.
Right.
been during this lockdown time, I've been trying. I just put some beans. I have not yet seen a single bean yet. It's been more than 40 days. It's germinated. It's growing in size, but I have not yet got my beans yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, coding or programming or getting your Swiggy delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens, everything like that is a totally new ball game. That I think that is the most unemployable skill that we have in India.
true. So coming back to the topic of employer attrition and, you know, like employer branding, basically, so a lot of companies have been building their brand, you know, like the employer branding before lockdown, and they were not expectant enough of this sudden pandemic that, you know, like launched immediately. So right now they have to, you know, like let go of some of their people. But the only thing that was, you know, like they were very wrong was like letting them all go at one single shot. Like they had more time than 3 minutes to actually communicate what was happening. It could have been a, like 1 hour or 2 hour meeting where they would have briefed everything, and then in the end they would have actually been able to empathize the employees who have been listening to the workshop or the seminar or whatever. And when this was told to them, it will be done like, okay, we understand what is actually happening. But just having a call and you're not going to be working from the next day, it just sounds very rude. So and when you see small companies appreciating the efforts of people, and they are helping out people in buying groceries, they are supplying all sorts of food items to their homes, and they are setting up things for their people. And that actually shows, like, when we talk about, you know, like regional companies should be thriving and they should, you know, like self-sustain themselves. So that is the only thing that comes to my mind.
Correct. So this 3 minute call or 3 hours call, I don't think it is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
it is the opportunity cost that the company was bearing.
Right.
Either the people or something else.
Okay. Mm.
It is the same opportunity cost that even the small firms had to go through.
Okay.
It's either the people or something else.
Okay. Mm.
So in this opportunity cost war, the small companies, they went to their people. I think they clearly understand by the people, for the people, of the people. They know democracy better.
Right.
But these big companies, they look opportunity not in people, but they look opportunity somewhere else. That is one big difference. I am very clear that their motive is not about people. They might tell it is about people. They might tell Swiggy cares about its people. They might tell Uber cares about its driver.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this new video on where Uber is creating a taxi where there is a glass in between. Okay. So that the driver is not in touch with no physical contact with the passengers who are in the back.
Okay.
I am not sure if Uber is trying to protect the driver or the passenger, or is Uber trying to protect Uber.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of factors to consider in this one single execution.
Yeah, but Uber says Uber is protecting its customer and its driver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think from what's Uber's action, Uber is not protecting any of these three people. Uber is protecting Uber.
Right. In the end, their own culture is what's important then.
For the end, it's Uber is important, not the people inside Uber.
Right.
And one more thing is, even the people inside, mm-hmm. okay, for example, let's come to the low-level people.
Mm-hmm.
Swiggy, Zomato.
Okay.
They have so much of attrition. All the time, the drivers, the delivery boys.
It has always been the case.
It has always been there. People jump from one to another to another, or mm-hmm. people do three deliveries together.
Right. Mm.
Let's go one step ahead. The mm-hmm. senior management, the junior management level.
Right. Mm.
These guys clearly always work for money. Okay. So with all the communication that I've had with people in Swiggy, Oyo, so. Their talk is, this is my pay scale.
Okay.
Within 2 years, I would have the ability to jump to another company and get a rise.
Okay. Mm.
This has always been the mentality of the people inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think basically, the people inside knew they were not important.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just the image that the companies, all these big companies, corporates kept, that it is important. And the people, I think, working inside corporate, they don't care about the corporate. They care about the money that they get from the corporate.
Right.
I think the people inside the system were pretty clear that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That is why this 3-minute call did not bother much to them.
Okay.
They were, I think, we talk about empathy, sympathy, because we are not within the system. We look at it as a totally different way from our point of view.
Right.
If it was our employee, if it was our team member,
mm-hmm.
we know we have this emotion, we have this bonding, but do they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the culture that they have been having?
Right.
Mm. I don't think that is the culture. The CEOs of these companies just quit and resign.
Right. I think a lot of people in the authoritative roles quit because of Corona. I think in Brazil or something, the health minister quit twice. So there was this one health minister who came, he took charge. And the first month itself, he quit, and someone else took over, and they also quit. So it is a tough decision for people at the top of the management, because they cannot make any decisions based out of any data that was available to them in the previous years or something like that. Because they had to be very, very smart enough to make a decision at all.
Highly spontaneous decisions. It's more than spontaneous decision. You should stand for your decision, and when it is going to involve people's life,
mm-hmm.
it's not about money now. If it's going to be a about economy, you can tell anything in the future. Like, for example, demonetization was done by me.
Right. Mm.
So positive or negative, you can come up with something, you can do some mismatch and say, okay, it happened.
Right.
But when it comes to people's life, mm-hmm. the decision taking that is going to be very hard.
Right. So in the end, the culture actually matters, and when we come out embracing our employees, they'll talk about, I again go to Mr. Satya Kumar's saying, where he talks about the stories, symbols, and other things that build the culture will be, you know, talked for a long time. So once you come out as a company that actually cares about its employees, the employee will make your company better.
Ownership is something that must be given to all the people in the company. If there is not going to be ownership and people are only going to be about the money, then there is nothing good happening within the company.
Right.
The company is losing money then.
Right.
Inside the organization are for money, the company is losing money.
Right. And even this question arises when Elon Musk tweeted something like, I think Tesla's stock is highly priced and the stock value like decreased. And Uber does this and everybody gets very, you know, like irritated that they did this. But are their stocks still high or what's happening?
Every company is stocks are down.
Hmm.
I think we are minus.
But this did not actually hurt them in any way, right? Like this did not significantly drop their stock value, right?
This would have slowed down their stock value reduction.
Right. Because they were the most valued company like for three years now. And right now, TikTok's company, ByteDance, is the leading valuation company. So, I don't know.
Value based on money.
Right.
Something we'll have a talk in the future. This system, this value based on money for companies, value based on market share that they have. I think the system itself is like, collapsing. We are seeing it collapsing.
We'll have a specific, you know, like episode for that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ram. I think it's 12:20 and the dogs here are barking. And I'll have to end this episode. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. And we'll see you again in another episode. Until then, this is Raja Gohan and
Ram Kesavan
signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.